Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. And with you every step of the way covering the Masters here on CBS Sports Radio is Ann Liguori, and she joins the show now, radio and TV sports personality, author, and of course, golf correspondent. And Ann, I have to imagine looking at the Masters leaderboard currently, Jason Day and Adam Scott and Brooks Koepka and Dustin Johnson, Tiger Woods, that guy, it has to be a golf fan's dream right at this moment.
Unbelievable. I mean, the last two rounds were just, it felt like it was the final round on Thursday and Friday. It's just so riveting, so exciting, and, you know, just a star-studded leaderboard. And it's one of these, you know, coming into this Masters, you know, there were just so many guys capable of winning this championship. And now, after two rounds, I mean, it's the same story. I mean, you know, five players tied for the lead, all major champions. It's unbelievable, really. It's just so riveting. So it's another exciting year. What can I say?
Now, the story going in seems to always be Tiger Woods, and I've been skeptical whether that should remain to be the story, given that he is clearly playing better, but he hadn't been at the level that, you know, people what made him what he is, right? But all of a sudden yesterday, maybe he's making me look stupid because he got everybody super excited. How genuine is the possibility of him winning this whole thing?
Oh, it's very, very genuine. But I know where you're coming from, Robin, because how many people really said, you know, Tiger is going to win this year? I mean, he withdrew from the Arnold Palmer Invitational with a neck strain. His results, if you look at his results just this season, he was tied for 30 at the Players. He was tied for 10th in Mexico, tied for 20 earlier at the Genesis Open, tied for 20 at the Farmers Insurance Open. So it's not like he's had these incredible results. And he was talking at the Players about, yeah, you know, I strained my neck. I can't practice as much as I used to. I certainly have to be very smart about my schedule, you know, because of obviously, you know, he's 43 years old, and after four back surgeries, he can't go out there and put in, you know, 8 to 12 hour practice sessions every day. So, you know, you can never count him out because, you know, he's Tiger Woods. But to see him play yesterday, and the fist pumps and draining the long birdies and what he did on 14, I mean, that shot, you know, from the pine straw, he just punched this shot 167 yards from the pine straw to the green and then drained a 28-footer for birdie. And, you know, yes, he missed a couple short putts, which would have perhaps tied him for the lead, and maybe even he could have the sole lead because he did miss a couple short ones. But he said, you know, he's happy with his putting. Those putts were right on line. He's obviously worked himself in the mix here again for his third straight major. So, yeah, he could come out here and win his 15th major. And that's what's so incredible. I mean, look, the most flawless shot maker and the most mentally tough player and most relaxed is going to win this weekend. Who that may be, boy, it's anybody's guess because there's so much talent up there. But Tiger Woods is right there, and yeah, it could happen.
I want to ask you a question about the short putts, because it's for someone who's not an expert in golf, it's almost counterintuitive, right, that for someone coming off of all the back surgeries and getting older, that the more physical stuff is not the problem. The drives are not the problem. The long shots are not the problem. But the short putting has seemingly been his Achilles heel as of late. Why would that be? What's the explanation for that?
Well, that's a good question. I think the short putts are the easiest ones to miss because you're expected to make them. And from a mental standpoint, it's very, very tough sometimes. And, you know, especially out here, he said he was right on line. So, you know, I'm not saying he's nervous and he's going to miss the short ones. But like on 12, he hit that gorgeous shot on 12. Then play was suspended. And then he comes back. It was like 4 feet from the hole, and he just missed it. So, and then he three putt on number eight from 44 feet. It could be any factor, but you know, it's golf is so putty. You have to be a good putter. You have to make the short ones. You have to make the long ones. You have to have some luck on your side. So, everybody struggles with it at times. So it's a good question. Mentally, you have to be so strong and you have to be so consistent.
Robin Lundberg talking to Ann Liguori, who's, of course, covering the Masters for us here on CBS Sports Radio. Now, when you do look at the leaderboard, you said it's impossible to decipher who's going to emerge on top. And then, you know, you have guys who you don't necessarily expect that pop up all the time. I don't think, you know, not that he's bad or anything, but Patrick Reed isn't the name that resonates with everyone the way some of these other guys do, and he just won. But if you're looking at the leaderboard, who to you looks the strongest? Who do you expect to at least be right there at the top come Sunday, if not, you know, there right now?
All right, of the five players tied for the lead, I'm going to say Francesco Molinari, because he's just been so consistent. He's the reigning Open champion. He was the star at the Ryder Cup, just extraordinary. I think he's going to be right in there. I mean, he had a bogey-free round yesterday, 5 under 67. and Brooks Koepka. I mean, Brooks Koepka winning back-to-back U.S. Opens, the PGA Championship last year. Brooks Koepka is so mentally strong, Robin. I think of all the players out there, he is the most mentally strong. And he just he's unflappable. He doesn't let anything get between his ears. You know, he keeps it simple. He's a man of routine. So yesterday, you know, he was the co-leader going into the second round, and then he doubled, and then bogey, and another bogey, and then, you know, all of a sudden he's just right back in the mix, right there at the top of the leaderboard. So Brooks Koepka is very, very strong mentally, and I could see him putting on this green jacket on Sunday for sure.
Is he the best player in the world right now?
I would say he could be. Yeah, I mean, the top-ranked player in the world, Justin Rose, didn't even make the cut. So Brooks Koepka, to me, is so solid, both physically and mentally. I'm so impressed with him, and he just goes out there. He doesn't get a lot of attention. He goes out there. He never complains. He just doesn't want to. Somebody asked him yesterday, what are you going to think about on Saturday? He said, absolutely nothing. The more you think, the more nervous you get. So I don't want to have any thoughts. I really don't want to think about anything. I want to just go out there and play. And that is the way you go out and win major championships. You just go out and play flawless golf, and you can't let anything get between the ears. And I just love his style. I am a big Brooks Koepka fan.
How about somebody that people might not be so familiar with that you've seen up close down there that just seems like he has it going for whatever reason this weekend that people should be aware of as a possible dark horse?
Well, I don't know if, these guys are dark horses at this point, but, there's this kid named Justin Harding. He's not really a kid. He's 33, from South Africa. And, he's right there. He's just one shot behind. So Justin Harding, who probably a lot of people haven't heard of, he did go to school at Lamar University near Houston. And, he was in the mix on Thursday, and he is back in the mix on the weekend, just one shot off the lead. So Justin Harding, you never know. I don't think he's going to win it, but, I think a lot of people are surprised that he's one shot off the lead. That's for sure.
And really appreciate the time this morning. I don't think I have to tell you to enjoy the rest of the event down there.
Hey, it's just the greatest sporting event on the planet. I'm blessed to be here, and it's going to be an incredible weekend of golf. Just compelling stuff.
Thanks for the time.
Thanks so much.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.